Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's holy gospel found in St. Mark chapter 11. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. In Jesus' name. This morning, I invite you, my dear friends in Christ, to reflect on what is the true reason for the season. We in the church are accustomed to asking ourselves that question at this time of year, and different people and different institutions throughout the world give us different answers to that question. The commercial world tells us the reason for this season is the almighty dollar, to make the next buck, to buy the gifts and give the gifts and get the gifts. And often this time of year reveals one gift that rules over them all. Remember a long time ago, wasn't Tickle Me Elmo the big gift one year about 15, 20 years ago? Or it's some new gaming system, some new TV. This year it's probably the iPhone 10. My fifth grade daughter told me that someone in her class just got an iPhone 10, the $1,000 smartphone. Shows how much the world we live in has changed. The sentimental answer, we'll call it the Hallmark Channel answer. I'm not judging you if you like to watch Hallmark Channel movies this time of year. But that answer is that the reason for this season is family and friends. Or if you're following the Hallmark Channel movies, it's to have some amazing meeting of your soulmate and the love of your life that happens in a very weird circumstance. The answer in the church, the reason for the season, we know is Jesus Christ our Lord. But I'm here this morning to suggest that that answer in and of itself is not sufficient. Yes, the reason for this season is that Jesus Christ has come to us, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem's manger. But I want us to ask the question this morning, why did he come? And that's where Advent starts. The traditional reading for the first Sunday in Advent is actually, maybe it seems a little out of place, it's the Palm Sunday reading. It's Jesus on the back of a colt, as we read in our gospel, riding into Jerusalem amid the shouts of Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. The reason for this season is found there on Palm Sunday. Yes, we have a God who comes to be with his people. But he doesn't come to sit on a throne of gold and rule over Jerusalem. He doesn't come to fix all our earthly problems here in this instant. He doesn't come demanding that everyone get on their knees and wash his feet. He's a servant who got on his knees to wash the feet of his disciples. We learn why he has come when we see him there on Palm Sunday, riding into Jerusalem to go to a cross and die for the sins of the world. Now let me ask you again, what is the reason for this season? The reason for this season is that our Lord has come to us to die. He has come to go to a cross, to let the nails pierce his hands and feet, to let the thorns pierce his brow, to let the spear pierce his side. He comes to carry your sin, to carry my sin upon that cross and shed his very own blood. No, the reason for the season is not iPhone 10s. It's not even getting together with family on Christmas Day. And it's not just Jesus. The reason for the season is Jesus upon the cross. You might be saying to yourself, Pastor, Matt, that doesn't sound very much like a Christmas message. That sounds more Holy Week, Easter. Well, that's where we understand that that is our message here at the beginning of this church year and all throughout the church year. Our message is a Savior who comes to us dead upon a cross. It's our message in Advent, our message at Christmas, our message on Epiphany, our message during Lent and Holy Week and Easter, Pentecost, every day of the church year, every day of our lives. Our message is a Savior upon a cross. Our message is a Savior who bleeds for his people. Our message is the Savior of the nations who has come to die. That's the Savior we sang about in our hymn a few minutes ago. A Savior who comes to die for you. A Savior who comes to die for me. That's the message we have to gather together to hear. That is the message, dear friends in Christ, we have to share with our community around us. That's what we have, because that is what is most important of all. That your Savior comes riding into Jerusalem amid the cries of Hosanna. He comes riding into Jerusalem to die, to save the world, to be the Savior of the nations who has come. I know that, especially for me, this time of year is a very sentimental time of year. When you're a pastor, and I've been doing that now for 13 years, Christmas is always a fun season, Advent, getting ready for Christmas as well. Last 3 years, I had the chance to experience Christmas in Puerto Rico, which if you haven't, do it. It's exciting. It's really great. They love Christmas down there. Great celebration. But now having come back here to the Iron Mountain Kingsford area and being here with you at our Redeemer, I can't help but be drawn to memories of Christmases of the past. Remember Sunday school programs, and I remember little brown paper bags with the orange and the apple and the candy cane, and there were like 2 Hershey's Kisses in there. There were always some bags left over, and the smart people found those leftover bags and pulled all the Hershey's Kisses out of them. Singing Silent Night by candlelight, gathering together. We always did Christmas Eve with my dad's family and Christmas Day with my Grandpa Banger and Grandma Banger at the farm. Lots of sentimental memories of Christmas, especially now being back here. And there's sort of an excitement to be a part of that again and maybe start some new traditions with my family, with my wife and my kids. But let me suggest this morning that maybe we remember here in Advent, as it's not yet Christmas, that Christmas isn't about the sentimental feelings. Yeah, those are great. It'd be great to sing those hymns we remember so much. It'd be great to gather together in worship of our God and Savior and King who comes in Bethlehem. But let me suggest that we ought to remember that Christmas is messy. Yeah, you have the birth of a child, and yeah, childbirth's messy. I guess that could be said. But it's messy because of what this child has come to do. Now, as a father, there is very little that makes me more uncomfortable, makes me more angry than the thought of harm being done to a child. But as we begin to reflect on that Christ child who comes in Bethlehem, as we see the light on the Advent wreath grow brighter and brighter till the Christ candle in the center is lit, marking that Christ has come in Bethlehem, let's ask ourselves, why has this child come? Why was he born in Bethlehem? For one purpose: to be the Savior of the world. To be the one who would ride into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, amid palm branches and cries of Hosanna, amid cries of blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He comes to die for you and for me. That song that the crowd sang on Palm Sunday, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It's actually found in Psalm 118. We read it in our gradual this morning. Psalm 118, that was the song of the pilgrims who would go into Jerusalem to go to the temple. They would sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now, why were the pilgrims going to the temple? The temple was the place of sacrifice. The temple was the place of shedding blood. The crowds probably didn't know the irony that they hailed their king with the same cry that the pilgrims sang as they went to see bulls and lambs and doves sacrificed in the temple. But it was fitting that they should sing that song. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes to die for you and for me. Dear friends in Christ, that's our Advent message. It's our Christmas message. It's our every day of every month of all the year message. That our Lord Jesus has come to die, to make payment for your sin and for mine. And it has been paid. And that, I would offer, gives you more joy in your heart this morning than seeing the Christmas tree up this morning or the Advent wreath or the thoughts of all the sentimental things we'll do this Christmas. There is more joy in a Savior who comes to us than there are in iPhone 10s or in Hallmark Channel movies or all the other places we look for joy this season. The word Advent means coming. That we have a Lord who comes to be with his people, a Lord who comes to die for his people. And so as we kick off the church year, as we start the season of Advent this morning, as we're inevitably drawn towards Christmas, just 21 days away till Christmas Eve, I invite you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to rejoice. Rejoice that the one who comes in the name of the Lord is the one who came to die for you. And here, upon this altar, you find his body given for you. You find his blood shed for you. And you find peace with God. The peace that the angels sang on the night of his birth. My dear friends in Christ, dear brothers and sisters here at Our Redeemer, a blessed Advent to each and every one of you. Let us go forth now knowing we have a God who comes to us, a God who is with us all of the time through the word that we receive, through the body and blood we eat and drink, through the death he now shares with you today for the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.